May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
He tells him that Lazarus is sick, but obviously very, very sick. So I think Jesus understood clearly how sick he was. But Jesus waited 2 days. And this is a two-day trip. He was like 20 miles away, so it's a two-day trip, walking to get there. So by the time he got there, Lazarus had evidently died the day the servant came, and possibly was already dead by the time the servant got back. And then, very confused as Jesus is talking to him, he kind of speaks like he does. He tells him that Lazarus is not dead, it's the Lord God. And he says he's just asleep, I'm going to awaken him. They go, well, if he's just asleep, then he'll be okay, we don't need to go. And then Jesus said, no, he's dead. And he said, and for your sake, I'm glad I didn't go. I'm glad I wasn't there, for your sake, so that you believe. You see, earlier there was a thing, he said, this is for the glory of God. This is not about Lazarus being dead, for the glory of God. And then he goes, this is so that you believe. And then he told Mary, if you just believe, you'd see the glory of God. Believe what? I'm the resurrection. There's a different principle of God here that you can see. All you see is the situation, all you see is death, all you see is all this. But resurrection and life is here, because I'm here. And the disciples never crossed their mind in their conversation with them, well, maybe he's dead, he's going to raise him from the dead. They're not like us. It never crossed my mind that God really might be working in some situation, even though we can't see the solution. The understanding that when Jesus said, for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there, so you believe, that's a little insensitive. What about their sake? I mean, Jesus raised them from the dead, but for 4 days they grieved the loss of their brother. And evidently, it seems that neither Martha nor Mary were married. So they were a pretty tight-knit sibling family. And so he was glad for the disciples, but again, so there are times when there's things that are going on, and you go like, why is the Lord letting this happen? It's painful, it doesn't look good, it doesn't seem like it's working out really well. Right? Well, that's our daily lives, isn't it? And therefore, we can only do is interpret the situation in light of the pain we feel, in light of what's obviously in front of us. But I'm telling you guys, we're never going to break through and steward what God wants us to steward. That's all we can see. God's really been speaking to you about this lately. We're going to be people of faith. Jesus says he bore witness of what he saw and heard. But what he saw and heard was bigger than what you can see and hear in this realm. He saw and heard what heaven had to say. He only did those things he saw the Father doing, only said those things he heard the Father saying. And that's why he says, he who comes from above is above all. He who comes from heaven is above all. Jesus was not subject to any situation. He was Lord in every situation. And that's why he said to the disciples that crazy thing. Because the boys, they said, well, if you go there, you look at chapter 10, he said, they just threatened to stone you. If you're going to go there, you're going to get in little trouble. That's why at the end, Thomas, who wasn't Thomas, doubting Thomas, goes, well, boys, he's going to obviously go to his own death. Let's go with him. We're going to die too. And it never crossed their mind that Jesus is going to do some miracle. And so Jesus tells them, boys, you know, the day is dividing into 12 hours, and there's 12 hours of light. And when you walk in the light that's in the world, you don't stumble. But if you walk around the darkness, then you'll stumble. What's he saying to them? You guys are functioning by the light of this world, the only way you can see and not see. So I'm walking in a different light. He said, I told you this is for the glory of God, because obviously that's what the Father told me. He said, we're going to go there. He's trying to tell them, we're going to go there. It's going to be okay. Whatever's going to happen, it's for the glory of God, because it looks like we go there, we're going to be stoned. It seems like if he's asleep, he's going to wake up. I'm walking a different light. You won't stumble walking in the light. It's light of faith. And it seems risky to people who are walking in the light of this world. This is a really practical word for all of us. You see, Jesus knew he carried, that's why I read that John 8 passage, Father, put life into eternity, resurrection life. And therefore, and he saw things from heaven's perspective, and therefore he didn't interpret or anticipate anything in the natural light. He saw and interpreted everything from supernatural. And so we can be like, yay, pray, that's awesome. But stop and catch yourselves in conversations. Stop and catch yourselves with brothers. I was thinking about our rector's council. We've got to be careful as we meet today that we do practical things. We can't have practical things. We can't just interpret things and what we see in front of us. There's more to it. If it isn't, then we're just like lost people. That's the difference. To catch yourself in conversations with your family, in the conversation in your head, as you look into situations, you go, no, this is okay. But Jesus is there. That in fact, he's in us. We are in Christ, seated in the heavenly places. So we're supposed to see from his perspective, walk in a different kind of life, remembering that resurrection power, resurrection influence is not only with us, it's in us in every situation, circumstance, and temptation. We can't, therefore, interpret everything in reality in our life.